This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For a secure energy future brings you this hour of What's on Your Mind. Find out more about the good work they're doing to stand up against the EPA in their effort to make electricity less reliable, less affordable. SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org. I should have done this yesterday. Let me do it today, though. Shout out to the Four Winds High School basketball team that won their first ever state title. Great state B win for them. Four Winds to Minnewaukan. I don't want to get any phone calls. They were, of course, ranked number one all season. But again, their first ever win. How about that? Pretty cool. 77-65 victory. And we had some calls from people saying, before the tournament, and we get this every tournament, they shouldn't allow private schools to be in a state B tournament. That's not fair. That's small towns versus those big schools that are just small because they're private school. How'd that work out? Right? How'd that work out for the Four Winds Minnewaukan? I think they did just fine. So, congratulations to them. Kind of a neat story. Really was fun to watch and a lot of fun. They're probably still savoring every bit of it. So, way to go. And Jason Feather missed their basketball at 16 points to make some history in the game, too. So, there's a lot of neat things to like about that weekend. Meant to mention yesterday, didn't get to it and wanted to do it today. Another hour of What's on Your Mind. Governor Jack Dalrymple will join us at the bottom of the hour. We have the governor for a full half hour. We're going to talk a little bit about the current budget situation. And there is some fur flying, friends. Well, first of all, let me address all the UND hockey haters, all 10 of you that could meet in a phone booth somewhere. here's one of them. Sam says, comparing hockey to the big dance, that's laughable. There's only 58 hockey teams with many D2 and D3. I don't know what you mean. There's 60 Division I teams, not 58. And of the 60, there aren't D2 and D3. Well, I guess a few of those teams have schools that are D2 and play up to D1, but they're a D1 hockey team. They compete at that level. But anyway, and he says, and you're comparing it to making the big dance with 315 teams? Come on, man! That's what Sam says. No, well, again, comparing it in the sense that it's quite an accomplishment. You know, in other words, let's set it aside. Somebody makes the NCAA big dance in basketball year after year after year after year and does well, manages to get into the final. That's a big deal. Yes, there's more teams, and it's a different deal altogether. But that trophy, Division I hockey championship, is every bit as big a deal as the NCAA hockey championship to the school and to the program and the fans. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. You could argue that it's tougher to get a basketball one. Yeah, well, there's more teams, so I guess that would make sense that it's tougher. But that's kind of a fool's game if we're going to play that. But I think UND deserves credit to make it year after year after year. Big Ten hockey is fine, says the Bison Nation. Emailer says the Bison Nation. You D2 schools in the NCHC can talk attendance all you want. The Big Ten games with Minnesota had good attendance. Yes, the Penn State game versus Wisconsin, who's 6-22 at 1 p.m., had no one there. Big Ten has the money. The D2, D3 schools like SDSU, Mankato, UND can enjoy being poor. Oh, my. Is that not typical University of Minnesota Gopher arrogance? How'd you Gophers do this year, by the way? What are they doing this weekend? Oh, they're watching. Fun. They're fun watching. How's your Big Ten going for you now there, buddy, and all your money? Bison Nation. See, there you go. Bison Nation just has to be petty because it's UND, right? It's hockey. I just can't take it. All right, we had a call off the air there from somebody a little ticked off. Let's see how angry they are and go ahead and roll that if you would.
How many Americans have to die before Lutheran Social Services quits bringing potential terrorists into our community?
Well, I don't know the answer to that, but I think it's a fair question. I noticed, where did I see this? Let's try and do a little digging around. The head of LSS, Lutheran Social Services, was quoted by Ryan Taylor in a tweet. Ryan Taylor is an Obama administration official now at the USDA. I know. And I think he's also with the Bush Foundation. He used to be with the Bush Foundation. Maybe he had to give that up. But it's lefty stuff. And so I guess it's not surprising that he would be doing this. But he quoted Jessica, who's the head of the LSS. And I think it gives us a little insight into what their viewpoint is of why they are bringing the refugees here. I think what we need is a pause till we figure out, you know, these people are who they say they are. That's what I'm... That's my big wish. Can I find this? It was a little bit of scripture. It didn't actually, it borrowed from scripture without sourcing it to scripture, but I got to find this because it spoke volumes to me about this particular, oh, here it is. Okay. Ryan Taylor says of Jessica from LSS, appreciated the verse, my people will live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest. And again, borrowing from the good book without giving the author its due is rather interesting in and of itself, but it is Twitter after all. My people will live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest, is the verse that came from Jessica at LSS. I'm going to assign meaning to that to say we exist here at LSS to bring people from bad places over here to Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and give them peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest. Now, I agree with the Bible verse. Far be it for me to want to disagree, but who's it directed for? Maybe it's directed for people here, and if a process of bringing refugees over here causes a handful to use that process to get here and do us harm, so much for our peaceful places and undisturbed places of rest. Right? Or wrong? Tell me on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Want your solutions on no more Belgians, Paris, San Bernardinos, and anything else on your mind? John in Bismarck has a question, comment. On the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, John.
Yes. One of the things that people ought to got to look at is the past. And what happened in China, it also happened with the Nazis, is at the, that they used the children in order to rebel against the parents in both of those situations. One was the Red Guards and one was the Brown Shirts. And here in America, they're trying to push violence in the bigger cities, and they can't do it in rural areas or places like North Dakota. Of course, that goes back to where the rebellion in the Garden of Eden against the Heavenly Father, where people were, his first children rebelled against the Father in heaven. And so God gave us the Ten Commandments as well as one of the kindest men in the human race that could ever exist, and that was, of course, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I'll leave the people with that thought.
All right, John, appreciate your call and comment as well. Thanks. 800-228-0550. Tim and Williston next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go, Tim.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, I call it a off-the-cuff remark, but I wonder if his whole purpose, Obama's whole purpose of having all these Muslims come over to America is basically to have all these plants throughout the United States, so when it's election time, he can end up having a riot on his hands all throughout the U.S. and say, well, I'm going to declare martial law, and sorry, we got to call up the elections. I mean, I wouldn't put it past this guy. He's that sneaky, you know. I just wanted to make that comment.
Yeah, I've heard it before, and I'm with you in saying I wouldn't put anything past him. I think his chances of success in the United States of America with 535 members of Congress and, you know, 50 governors and a lot of other folks that would say, ooh, wait a minute.
I would agree there, but not after seeing all the things he's pulled off, and we still have the same people you just mentioned that haven't done a damn thing. They've stayed, they put their hands underneath their rope.
Well, I hear you. I hear you. But saying I cancel the elections is like, then you're taking on democracy. What you're talking about is that sort of drip, drip, drip that they look the other way at, which isn't, I don't condone it, but,
right. Well, it's become from a drip, drip, drip to a steady stream, and he wants to turn the garden hose on full blast. I mean, I think that's
good luck. Good luck is all I got to say about that. Sam, I appreciate the call. The sad part, I tell you, we need to pay attention to is what happened in Brussels. They knew this was coming. They knew they were a target. They knew there were plans for an attack there, and they still got it done. This enemy is good at what they do, folks. Phil and Bismarck, Fred and Wing, when we come back. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Soybean basis in North Dakota has seasonal patterns that producers need to be aware of when marketing soybeans. The majority of soybeans produced in North Dakota are exported into Southeast Asia. This export program runs strong from October through about April. By the time we move into May, the South American crop is being aggressively exported. This competition causes a drop in exports from the Pacific Northwest, causing basis problems in North Dakota. The basis pattern in North Dakota is as follows. Weak at harvest, then strengthening into February, March, and weakens by May. Understanding the seasonality and basis levels for North Dakota soybeans is important to market them successfully. South America has a large crop again this year, and this will likely put downward pressure on basis by May. Be aware of this if you are storing North Dakota soybeans.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Another hour, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you by High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer, where they have some sweet-looking 2016s for you to come on in and kick a tire or two, take a look at. Ask about that five-year warranty, best in the biz. It's a good one. The fuel efficiency is incredible, too. No other sprayer provides that. Less compaction on the ground, so you're in the field when your neighbors aren't. I mean, I could just keep going down this list. That mechanical drive system has that rugged machine and makes the Apache sprayers easier to maintain, too. So, good stuff. 750-gallon to 1,200 gallons with booms up to 132 feet. Now that'll cover some serious ground. See them at the High Plains Apache in Mandan. Check them out online at highplainsapache.com. Don't forget the ET Ag Center, because if you need a part, they've got it for any sprayer, not just the Apache sprayer. Some great used models, too, right now. They're also in Frontier, which is south of Fargo, exit 60. High Plains Apache. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Governor Jack Taylor coming up at the bottom of the hour. Phil and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
All right. You know, I heard about the thing going on in Belgium last night, and it's a terrible thing. 34 people did at least, and I guess they're still counting. It is just horrible. But I'm going to tell you what today is going to bring. First, on Facebook, you're going to see semi-transparent profile Belgian flags over profile pics so people can say how they stand with the Belgian people. And number two, leftist Democrats, Islamist blaming, whoever's are going to be blaming the attack on George Bush, Donald Trump, and every Caucasian who ever walked the face of the earth, except for Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and George Soros. You know, before lunchtime, guaranteed. The other thing about that I got to say on this, and I've probably said this before, is that you can't coexist with cancer. You just can't. You don't have a dialogue with it. You don't empathize with it. Unless you want to die, you destroy cancer either by cutting it out, surgery, poisoning it, chemotherapy, or nuking it with radiation. You don't stop until each and every cancer cell is dead. And if and when it reappears, you go back and you do the same thing. You kill cancer cells wherever you find them. There are no good cancers. There's no slight case of cancer. There's no mild case of cancer. And there's cancers of the body, and there's cancers of the world. All cancers act in identical fashion. They spread until the host, either a person or a society, dies. And you only treat them in the same manner. Either the cancer is destroyed or the person or the society dies. And there's no getting around this. These are basic truths.
Interesting points. And, you know, part of me, Phil, the business of how we react, right? Like you say, the Facebook profile and changing and then it becomes a thing. It's superficial in a way.
Exactly.
It isn't really wanting a solution. That's why I started the show by saying, and also have some great suggestions from listeners that have come in on Facebook. Started it there, too, to say, what should we do? What should we do? I'm going to run through some of those in a minute here. I'll do that in a sec. Appreciate your call. Fred and Wing, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Fred.
I'm quoting the Bible today.
Well, we've done. Yeah, there's a couple of we had the verse that was tied to the refugees, and we had an earlier caller as well.
The verse that they read there, it's hard to tell which verse that is because some of these translations today you just can't pick up on it if it's the same verse or not. If you don't give the address of the verse, it's hard. But the first part of that verse said, "If my people were called by my name." So, are the Muslims God's people called by his name? You got to be called by the name of Jesus. And then you can be granted safe houses. And I think it says, and live safely in unwalled villages in another translation. So, that talks about Israel and the people that have followed after.
Let's set aside this from a religious context and just ask people to think for a minute logically about whether this would come from the greatest teacher of all time, Jesus or anybody else, okay? And that is to say, are you going to let people in your home that mean you harm or that, you know, could bring harm to you? Of course not. You know, that's the craziest thing ever. So I would agree with you. And your point is, that challenge, if you will, to help someone in need is for someone that is sharing a faith.
I think that what you said, that's a wonderful point, and I thank you for giving that point. That was a really good point. But what I want to say is, how do we know who are the people called by the name of God. I just got done listening this morning to Bridget Gabriel talking about what's happening in the Middle East right now. We have Christian people being beheaded and going to our embassies and trying to get over here to the United States on a visa. And she brought out a fact that just killed me. In our embassies across the Middle East, in our United States embassies, we have Muslim people handling working in our embassies, and picking out who comes over here and who doesn't. So if you're a Christian in their eyes, you shouldn't have any special treatment. And I think that anybody working in our embassies, and this would be a really good question for Mr. Kramer someday, why do we have Muslim people working in our embassies? And if we do have a Muslim person, would they swear allegiance to our Constitution and to the Constitution of the United States before they're working in an embassy handling the people who get to emigrate into this country? And if anybody wants to read her book, just go read Bridget Gabriel's book. I know you've had her on the show before, right, Todd?
We have. Yeah, we've had her on. No, I mean, and you're absolutely right. She does great on a book. Here's some thanks for the call, Fred. Just got a minute left before the break here, so I want to read some more of the comments from folks. What would you do? Close the border, says Laurel. I'm so sick to hear people say it is our Christian duty to take everything in, and this prey to people coming in are also the ones that want to kill us. How easy to blow up America. Come on in. We are to love you? Yes, in biblical days, they build high walls to keep the enemy out. Not in America. We bring them in. Give them license, food, stamps, place to live, education, health care, and a lot more that is offered our military and vets. Wake up, America. Jody says, take these people out. Stop being complacent. They do not do this in the name of Allah. They do it for themselves and for those people that are peaceful, practicing Muslims. I feel bad for them. Close our borders, period. Fred says, I have five things that we can do to start. I wrote about them in a Washington Times piece. How about that? Fred Gedrich, who is a former State Department official. Sonny says, first remove Obama from the White House. Time for adults. Then join forces. All right. Appreciate that call as well. Some good suggestions from all of our listeners. When we come back, we are going to chat with Governor Jack Dalrymple. The Stinchem campaign has put out a response to the Doug Burgum ads penned by Roscoe Striley, who is a banker and a state representative from Minot. And it goes directly at some of the things you're seeing and soon will be hearing in ads for Doug Burgum. So we'll tell you about that, and then we'll chat with the governor of the great state of North Dakota, Jack Dalrymple, as well, on what's on your mind. And welcome your calls, questions, and comments for him at 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Great resource for us here on the program. Art, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
Let's talk about the sale of a business entity. How is that different from, say, a property sale?
A commercial property sale focuses on the location, putting a for sale sign out, and trying to drive traffic into that location, showing them why that location is the place to go.
In a property sale, obviously, you want everyone to know. But in a business sale, you want qualified buyers and be a little selective. How do you go about that?
What we work with is getting all the information together from the owner, putting that information together in a confidential business review process that we provide out to our group, our network of buyers, and through our 15 internet sites.
Speaking of internet, folks, the website, a great resource and a great connection to Art and his team, is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com or call 701-347-2727. All right, have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Talk to you later.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Eastbound and down, we get you westbound and down. That is, if you're west of east, of Highway 85, you have to head west to Highway 85 and take part in the cleanup week on US 85. Mark your calendar for this and then decide what it is you want to do to participate. April 25th through the 30th is US 85 cleanup week. The Theodore Roosevelt Expressway Group Association and the partnering agencies are seeking volunteers to help for that. If you'd like to help, give Cal Kluin a call at 701-523-6171. And you can start by setting an example for others by not littering. See, if it doesn't actually fall out of the back of your truck, then they don't have to pick it up. So that's a good way to start. Secure things in your vehicle. Maybe keep a litter bag in your car and hang on to litter until you find a garbage receptacle. That'd be a good way to go as well. So mark that down on your calendar. We'll be telling you more about that as we get closer to it as well. From the Theodore Roosevelt Expressway Association, April 25th through the 30th, U.S. 85 Cleanup Week. Good way to go. Governor Jack Dalrymple joins us on our Newsmaker line. Governor, how you doing?
Doing fine, Scott. Hi.
Thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it very much. I just got a statement from Roscoe Striley on behalf of the Ascension campaign regarding some ads that North Dakotans might have seen for Doug Burgum. I'm going to read a part of this. In a desperate attempt to save a failing campaign, Doug Burgum unleashed a nasty new TV ad attacking Republican statewide elected officials and legislators. In the ad, Burgum claims to be a conservative who opposes state spending and property taxes. Here's the truth. The increased state spending Burgum complains about was mostly one-time spending. It paid for property tax relief, flood protection, schools, safer roads, increased law enforcement, and much-needed funding for oil-impacted communities. Burgum says the money should have been used to pay for expanded high-speed Internet access in North Dakota. High-speed Internet over safer roads and communities? You've got to be kidding. North Dakota has some of the best and most reliable Internet in the country thanks to hundreds of millions in investments by North Dakota companies. There's more of this. We'll analyze more of it. But have you seen the ads, Governor?
I have seen the ad. And
what's your thought about them?
Well, I would have to agree with what Representative Striley has said. The one thing that really caught my eye is the reference to the state of North Dakota being in a deficit. And, you know, that is absolutely incorrect. A deficit is if you have a realized shortfall in the budget. We do not have that. Our budget for this biennium currently is balanced, and it's going to stay balanced all the way through the biennium. So, you know, that is just something that needs to be straightened out. Do we have have we had a revenue shortfall from our forecast last year? Yes, indeed, we have. But we have already handled that shortfall. Thanks to a state law that was put forward by our state legislature some time ago where it prescribes how to reduce budgets as necessary, and also authorizes the governor to use the Budget Stabilization Fund, which was wisely put together some time ago. So, you know, that the so-called revenue shortfall has been handled, and the budget is fine, and I really reject the notion that the state of North Dakota is in any kind of a crisis. That is absolutely not true.
The and it's in the ads, but it's also something you hear about from time to time. And, of course, now that you're in a situation where you do have a revenue shortfall and you're deciding where to trim, then the charge comes, well, you spent too much. What would you say to, whether it's being said in a political ad or whether it's just being said by folks who disagree that we spent too much?
Well, you have to understand the difference between ongoing general fund expenditures, which, you know, run the government like, you know, month in and month out, and one-time investments in things like roads and buildings, which we were able to do because we had surplus cash. Let me just give you a little perspective on this. This shortfall that we're talking about would have been more than covered by the one-time investments that we're making in this biennium. These are investments that we do not have to repeat next time. That amount of money is $1.2 billion. We can save that right off the get-go by just not building more buildings or building, you know, extra roads. And, you know, that takes care of it. So, you know, to say it's a runaway spending is completely wrong.
And, yeah, in one of the ads, talking about spending more than California, Massachusetts, and other places as well. Obviously, the amount of spending, or I guess the percentage increases in spending year over year are high, given the fact we had some significant revenue coming in, and it doesn't differentiate between one-time spending, as you've just pointed out, and the others. But do you think those comparisons are unfair when you talk about spending more than these other states?
Well, if you want to twist numbers around, that's pretty easy to do because, yes, we are talking about our grand total spending, including the spending of cash reserves, and you're comparing that to states, you know, whose economies were like dead in the water, not growing whatsoever, not going anywhere, compared to our North Dakota economy, which has been the fastest growing in the United States. So, of course, as our economy grows, our state spending does grow as well, although the percentage of our state budget being used in comparison to our gross state product is actually lower than it was in 2010. We now are using 3.8% of our gross state product for our ongoing general fund budget. That's less than it was in 2010.
Our Governor Jack Dalrymple with us today on the program. Latest budget numbers came down a little bit below forecast again. I think we're now a couple months in a row in that regard. Are you anticipating having to do additional cuts given these latest numbers? Are you concerned about the revenue situation?
Scott, I think we have to wait and see, you know, what happens with our new forecast. We are now assuming oil at $30. We are assuming that oil production will go below a million barrels. I think, we have a very good chance of our revised forecast holding up. But we have to wait a few months here and see, you know, how this unfolds. February was not a particularly good month, and, people certainly noticed that. I noticed it, too. But we can't overreact to, you know, one month's performance. We have to look at a few months in a row here.
So you anticipate whatever needs to be done is best left for the next session, that nothing will be needed to be done? I mean, the allotment doing one part, and the next look would be at the legislative session?
We have done everything that we need to do for now. We have enacted a 4.05% reduction across the board. We have transferred money from our budget stabilization fund, and right now we're fine. If things would turn for the worse again, you know, during the summer and you know, in the coming months, we have a new forecast, another new revised forecast coming out in August, and that will tell us, you know, if things are, you know, looking for some reason like still worse, which I don't expect, but, you know, if they did, we would make the further adjustments that we have to make.
What lessons should we learn out of this ordeal?
Well, I think really there's nothing that really would have to have changed. Anytime you go from $90 oil to $27 oil, it's going to be a hit on your state. There's no getting around that. Agricultural commodity prices have also dropped substantially, and that's putting pressure on our farmers and our equipment dealers, and we know that. But you can't, you know, make a forecast, let's say a year and a half ago, assuming that, you know, things are going to get terrible. You can't operate that way. You have to go along and make your best estimates that you can. And thank goodness our legislature, our Republican legislature, had the foresight to put the funds aside and provide a mechanism for us to heal up our budget on short notice. And that's exactly what's happened.
Governor Jack Delrable with us. A bunch of questions that came in by Facebook. Others welcome for the governor on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Ruth writes, what happened to North Dakota's big financial gain? And now small businesses and institutions are not getting their grants or loans or help because the state is broke. What happened to all that money? Maybe they should pass on the new, very expensive governor's house. That money would help a lot of different organizations that could use it. First of all, Ruth's premise that the state is broke. Is North Dakota broke?
No, North Dakota is not broke. North Dakota is going through a significant adjustment, which, thank goodness, we anticipated was a possibility. As I said, anytime you go from $90 oil to $27 oil, that, you know, it has a big impact on a state that is now the second largest oil producer in the country. But we have been able to deal with it. We also have wonderful reserve funds still in place in our legacy fund, in our foundation aid stabilization fund, in our resources trust fund. Those are there for the long, long haul, and thank goodness we have them.
She mentioned the governor's house as a source of some revenue. Would you know? Want to explain where those dollars come from for the governor's house?
Well, the governor's house will be paid for ultimately by private funds and also by a special dedicated trust fund that can only be used for building purposes. And the original creation of that goes back many, many years and does involve some oil revenue, a small amount of oil royalties, I believe it is, on state land. That were originally designated by the donors to go toward buildings. So that money cannot be used for anything else, and I think that's why the legislature put it forward.
All right, short break. Back with more with our conversation with Governor Jack Dalrymple today. Talking the budget, a few other things in the news. Welcome your calls, questions, comments. We'll continue after a short timeout on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MyPillow is helping thousands of people sleep all across the country. Listen to what Brian has to say.
With my busy schedule, I don't always have the luxury of getting 7 or 8 hours of sleep. So when I finally do get to bed, I can't afford to be tossing and turning and staring at the clock. After suffering from insomnia and neck pain, switching to MyPillow has helped me rest longer, and in the morning, I wake up feeling refreshed. If you have trouble sleeping through the night or know someone that is, try MyPillow. Its unique fill contours to your sleeping style, and cleaning is easy. Just throw it in the washing machine and dryer, and boom, your MyPillow is just like new. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, what do you have to lose? Get MyPillow and sleep better.
Get your own MyPillow. Give them a call or go online to MyPillow.com. Click on the 2-for-1 special and use promo code SCOTT at checkout. Or call 800-506-9028 and get the sleep you've been missing.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by giving you choices at the pump and connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. Plus some great deals all month, every day, all day. My favorite is that 4-for-4 item, the pizza, the 20-ounce soda, the 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Continuing with Governor Jack Dalrymple in our final segment here today on What's on Your Mind. Questions or comments, welcome. A lot of them by Facebook today. And we always appreciate that. One question I want to ask about before I get back to the Facebook questions is, are there things that we had on the drawing board that were a good idea when the financial situation was a little better that we had to look at trimming? I mean, you mentioned the governor's residence. If you didn't do that, the dollars would just stay there anyway because they're dedicated for that. They can't be used for something else. We had Al Carlson on recently, followed by Wayne Stengem, and both seemed to agree that the Bank of North Dakota Commerce Center should just be put on hold for the time being. And obviously, it's up to the board of directors of the Bank of North Dakota, which is the Industrial Commission, to say yay or nay, of which you're a member. You agree with that? Should that be on pause, that particular? I think it's like $17 million project.
Well, I plan to talk to Eric Hardmeyer, the president of the Bank of North Dakota, about that. This is not a general fund expenditure. It's not part of the budget allotment or anything like that. In fact, this building would actually be paid for with bank assets, in essence, as an investment. This is like a commercial rental property that would bring in income to the Bank of North Dakota. So it's a little different scenario. But, you know, in the spirit of this moment that we're in where, you know, we are asking agencies to make adjustments and make reductions, I think it's appropriate for me to talk to Eric about reexamining this plan for a building project. And, you know, maybe most importantly, reanalyze it for the possibility of some budget savings. There isn't a project out there that you can't save some money on if you try. And I think that just in the spirit of the moment that we're in here, that that would be appropriate for Eric and the Industrial Commission to take a look at that.
Don says, what are the chances there's no more bad news with our budget? You mentioned earlier that you're factoring, $30 oil and below a million barrels. So are you baking in the worst-case scenario, do you believe? Or is there a chance? I mean, he's sort of saying, like, obviously there's going to be more bad news here. Do you believe that?
Well, you know, I'm an optimist by nature, I guess, Scott. That's just, you know, the way I always kind of view the world. But oil has come up 55% from the lows it made just 1 month ago. I'm not saying it's all over, but, it looks like it's bouncing back pretty well. Agricultural commodities are beginning to show little signs of life, and the dollar is finally quit peaking and is, like, turned down for the time being. Yes, I mean, I think, you know, we are certainly not in a place where, you know, we should be assuming that things are going to get worse.
Texter says, with the state of North Dakota and a major financial adjustment for the worst case, why would we give out bonuses?
Well, I'm sure they're referring to some retention bonuses that were made, like, last year. That's money paid out of a prior biennium's carryover funds, and that is a personnel decision based on trying to do something to, you know, hang on to and retain our best people. That's that really is a human resources question.
Greg Larson's been reading the paper, and he says, a columnist says you're checked out. What's your response? You're getting all kinds of fire today. But, you know, obviously folks probably read that as well and say, hey, it's March. You're done in, at the end of the year. Does the governor get the luxury of checking out?
Nothing could be further from the truth. I'm in the middle of a 4.05% budget reduction. I've been meeting with OMB constantly. I've been meeting with agency directors. We have to execute that. It's not that easy. Obviously, we try to minimize the pain and minimize the impacts. But, you know, going forward, our big challenge is going to be the preparation, you know, of the state's next budget proposal. That's not going to be done by political candidates this year. It's going to be done by me. And we're already, you know, very deeply involved in that, as well as all of the other duties that the governor has got to carry out, like, every day. So, no, this is the same busy schedule as always.
And Darren says, wow, a few angry voices in a state that has it pretty darn good. You think Darren's got it about right? Do we have it pretty darn good?
Well, you know, you have to try to put these things in perspective. And we have had a fantastic run, frankly, in North Dakota. And, you know, we have to acknowledge, you know, the Republican leaders, the Republican elected officials and legislators who have, you know, guided us through this time. We have done incredibly well. So
absolutely. Good point.
It's tough, tough to take those shots, you know, when we've done so well.
Thanks for the time. We appreciate it as always.
Gate City Bank believes staying local is a better way of banking. It's why we locally approve home loans, along with locally financing and servicing your loan, too. That means your mortgage lives where you do and not in some other state. Have a question on your mortgage? You'll speak with someone right down the street. Get started today. Stop by your local Gate City Bank location or visit GateCityBank.com. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.